Everybody, WGN, Gene Simmons did it again. Blew up Twitter this week. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. What's weird? What weird things do you do with your food? Gene Simmons put ice cubes in his cereal, and Twitter went crazy this week. And I thought that was a pretty good idea. Ashley is behind the glass right now. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
You ever put ice cubes in your cereal?
No, I can't say I have.
You want the milk cool, right?
But do you want it watered down once it melts?
You know, I think it'll keep it cold, and by the time you eat the cereal, it doesn't really matter, especially with skim milk. I mean, they water that down anyway, don't they?
I mean, I guess. I thought you were going to say you put ice in his soup, and I was going to be like, yeah, you know, I've been there.
People do put ice in their soup.
Yeah.
Especially at a restaurant because it's always so hot. Or people put ice in their coffee. My
right.
brother puts ice cubes in his red wine.
Interesting. Chilled wine? That makes sense.
312-981-7200 is our phone number. By the way, the Vikings beating the Saints in the fourth quarter. I can't believe it. Wow. The Saints are going to lose again. Wow. 312-981-7200. What weird things do you do with your food? Gene Simmons put ice cubes in his cereal. What's the weird thing that you do to your food? Trying to think the weird things. I put mustard on my Tostitos. Is that the same thing? I think it would be. I put mustard on pickles and eat them. Hey, Pete, I eat the same exact lunch for 22 years. Never veered from that. I also counted out the exact number of pretzel sticks for each lunch. Well, I mean, okay. Yeah, but that's not something that you do that's weird with your food, like Gene Simmons. What weird thing do you put on your food or do with your food? Let's go to, is this Gail? Gail, welcome.
Hi.
Hi, Gail, what's up?
I'm 66. I always put ice in my cereal, especially if I'm out and the milk isn't cold enough.
Yep.
But when I'm at home, I put my milk in a bowl and put it in the freezer until we get cold.
You put your milk in the freezer so it's ice cold. That's the only way you're going to eat cereal.
That's right. And if I'm out, if I don't have a freezer, I'll go to a cafeteria, get some ice, put it in a bowl, and eat my cereal.
I love the ice cold milk with cereal. I'm with you on that. Do you drink the milk after the cereal is gone?
I sure do, and it's nice and cold. I put my milk in the freezer before I eat cookies and cake in a glass.
Do you really?
I do.
I love it, Gail. Thank you so much. By the way, I cannot drink the milk after the cereal is gone. There's something about it that just disgusts me to no end. It's the weirdest thing.
I am so glad. This is the very first time I've ever gotten in. And I've been listening to this show over 50 years.
Well, I love it. This is the first time you've been on the radio on WGN?
Ever in my life on anything.
Oh, my gosh. We're going to give you a Lou Malnati's pizza, Gail. Hold on the line.
Oh, that's so nice of you.
This is a big day for Gail. How about that? Please give Gail Lou Malnati's pizza. 312-981-7200. What weird things do you do with your food? Ketchup on mac and cheese. Ketchup on mac and cheese. Okay. I don't think that would be too bad. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's go to Dave. Dave, we're talking about weird things you do with your food.
Well, I like to have my oatmeal with savory items. Like I'll put tomato juice and for the liquid for cooking oatmeal and throw in mozzarella cheese instead of milk and chopped up pepperoni.
Okay, now wait a second. We're talking, this is oatmeal. You'll put tomato juice in your oatmeal.
Well, for cooking, the cooking liquid, instead of water, I'll cook it in tomato juice or V8. And then I add...
What?
Yeah, for cooking the oatmeal.
Wow. Okay.
And then I use, instead of milk, I'll put mozzarella cheese mix in. So it's kind of a pizza vibe. I've also done... with kind of a corned beef and cabbage oatmeal, you know, the shredded cabbage, you know, capusta.
Really?
You know, and chopped up corned beef.
Okay.
So I'm going the savory vibe. And with grits, I've done sweet, where most people do savory grits. I've taken and used pineapple for the instant grits. I've cooked them with pineapple juice and thrown in blueberries.
Wow. I mean, boy, you're getting very creative with breakfast food. You know, you just jogged my memory. My father used to put grape jelly on a piece of toast, and then he would put his eggs on the grape jelly on the toast and eat it that way.
Well, it's kind of like that, you know, waffles and fried chicken thing.
Yeah, I love it. Well, thank you, brother. Have a great day. Thank you for
calling.
Keep
it powdered, right?
312-981-7200. Thank you, Dave, from Racine. What is the weirdest things that you do with your food? 708, I put ketchup and corn on my mac and cheese. I think that would actually taste pretty good. I put ketchup on sauerkraut, 847 area code. Why do you do that? 773, I'm 56 years old and I still make smiley faces on my burgers before I put anything else on them. And I do that with my pancakes. I do that too. The smiley faces with the ketchup, the mustard, if you want to do that. Yeah. 630 area code, weird things we do with our food. By the way, this all started with Gene Simmons when he put ice cubes in his cereal. Let's see here. I put a slice of dill pickle on my peanut butter and grape jelly sandwich. I don't know how that would taste, but I love pickles on just about anything. Okay. I like that. Let's go to Mark and Aurora. Mark, strange things you do with food. What's the weirdest thing you do with food?
Well, I think people would disagree about how weird this is. And one guy even told me that women are more likely to do it than men.
Okay.
But I would put pineapple not just on a Hawaiian pizza, but on almost any pizza. I just love that sweet, fruity taste of pineapple on a pizza.
That's interesting because I will go to Meatheads, which is, you know, I don't want to call it fast food, but I guess it is fast food. But I'll put pineapple on my chicken sandwich. But
yeah. Oh, I would love that.
I love the pineapple on my pizza.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
All right.
Almost every time I order pizza, I ask for pineapple as an extra ingredient.
And what do you what else do you have on there? Because you got to be careful.
Well, I order from a company that has a pizza of the month. Now this month they had a Jamaican pizza which featured pepper strips and chicken pieces and Jamaican jerk sauce, and I asked for pineapple on that, and I consciously ruled out the mushrooms, which I often ask for also, because I wanted the pineapple. It was a Jamaican pizza, so I wanted the pineapple to stand out. And I thought the mushrooms might, you know, interfere with that a little bit.
Right. And you don't want too many toppings because it'll make it soggy, especially if you have some fruit on there. Man, that sounds delicious. I love it. Thank you, Mark. Have a great weekend.
Happy New Year.
All right. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Look at this. David Hochberg is checking in. How are you, brother?
Hey, buddy. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. I want to mention.
Hey!
Who is that?
I've got my daughter and her friends in the car. We're going to the mall. Daddy of the year right now.
You're going to the mall. By the way, I want to mention I'm filling in for you on a Saturday. You're going on vacation, right?
Yeah. Oh, you're going to be the host. Awesome. Yeah. On the Super Bowl weekend, going down with Homeside for our executive trip or something. I don't know. We're going to Cabo for our retreat. So I'm glad you're filling in. Home Sweet Home Chicago Saturdays, buddy.
That is February 1st. I'll be doing your show from 10 to noon, David Hochberg's show. Love it.
Outstanding. Great.
So there's the plug right there. We're talking about weird things that you do with your food. What's the weird thing you do?
Dude, I get the best of both worlds. I make my oatmeal with coffee. So you got the liquid coffee that jacks up the oatmeal. And then I throw some pecans and some almonds in there. A little peanut butter. Get a little rock and roll, and I get going every morning.
Wait, instead of water, you put coffee in there?
Yeah, that's the best.
That's disgusting. So you put oatmeal in your coffee?
Mr. Mustard on everything is telling me that that's disgusting.
A mustard is the greatest condiment on the planet, next to salsa. But so you make your oatmeal with coffee altogether?
It's genius. Think about it. You put a little extra coffee in there to make it a little soupier.
Okay.
And then you're drinking coffee and eating your breakfast with a little peanut butter and a little add some almonds in there. It's the breakfast of champions, buddy. I'm telling you, try it. You'll love me for it.
When I host your show on February 1st from 10 to noon, I will absolutely try it that morning.
I will make it for you and drop it off. I'll drop off some for you and Ashley, the best producer in the world right now.
Oh, cool.
And also, I was wondering.
Yeah.
Can I get a, did I win a Lomonati's $50 gift card, please, or no? Or I don't qualify because I'm an employee.
No, you didn't, but 630 area code, David Hochberg's new show is only a week old and he's going on vacation.
Oh, thank God.
I love our listeners here at
GM. Well played.
Have a great.
Thank you, 630, for paying attention. That's very well played. All right.
Have a great afternoon at the mall. I got to run. I got to go into commercials.
All right, brother. Take care. Love you.
That is David Hochberg. You can listen to him here at WGN Saturdays from 10 to noon, right after Lou Manfredini. All right, quick break. We'll take some more calls. 312-981-7200. Wow, people love their peanut butter, don't they? Gene Simmons put ice cubes in his cereal this week. What weird things do you do with food? We'll take some more calls next on 720 WGN. It is Pete McMurray in the Skyline Studios. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Pete McMurray. You can also find me on Facebook. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Gene Simmons rocked Twitter this week by putting ice cubes in his cereal, which if you think about it, you want ice cold milk and it seems to make sense. But what weird things do you do with your food? 847 area code, spread peanut butter on the bun before Sloppy Joe. What? Peanut butter and Sloppy Joe? That doesn't seem to work for me. 815, if I get fried chicken or chicken strips, I have to bake them in the oven a while so they're crispy. Carrie C. That makes sense, Carrie. Bologna, ketchup, and Frito sandwiches. 561 area code. Bologna, ketchup, and Fritos. How about fried bologna? Remember doing that back in the day, too? Dan in Lombard, you're on WGN. What weird things do you do with your food?
Well, I am a peanut butter, jelly, American cheese, and potato chip sandwich guy. That damn sandwich in the universe. I'm sorry, I said damn chart. Sorry.
You said
that sandwich in the universe, man. Crunchy, salty, peanut buttery, sweet, and creamy, and slightly acidic from the American cheese.
Well, I don't understand the cheese. I get the potato chips with the peanut butter and jelly, but I don't get the cheese.
The cheese? Oh, think about it. When apple pie with a piece of cheddar cheese, that's big in New England.
Yeah.
And okay, crudité or a fruit plate you'll have with some cheese.
Okay.
Cottage cheese and peaches. So I'm just, it adds that slight creaminess, the coldness of the cheese.
Yep.
And it's usually on a honey wheat. And the other thing we talked about, the producer, by the way, coming in on the Hims commercial, what a lead in. I cannot guarantee it will keep you happy in that manner.
Yep.
But it makes my tummy very happy. My wife, every time I make one, she's like, how can you eat that? And it's the best.
Where does that come from? Is that passed down or did you invent this?
I one day I was eating chips with a sandwich. And that's a new thing I kind of do. Like the crumbs.
Okay.
I just pick them up with the hot dog or the sandwich. The bread, it'll stick to the bread. And it just adds some crunch to a burger.
Chips on anything work. I agree with you. Chips on anything,
right,
fantastic.
But it's just, you're eating a hot dog, just mustard, and I agree. Mustard, that is God's gift to man.
Oh, I can put mustard on just about anything. Tostitos, you name it. Dan, we got to move on. Thank you for the call. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Junior Mints in movie popcorn. Never understood this, but people love it. By the way, I'm not judging. I am just listening. If it works for you, fantastic. Some people think mustard is disgusting. I can put mustard on Tostitos. I can put mustard on pickles. I can put mustard on anything, and I will enjoy it. Ashley, you're sticking out your tongue. Why do you hate it so much? Why are you a hater?
I am not a mustard person.
What's your thing? What is your thing?
I love ketchup.
Ketchup.
It's gross. I put like a boatload of ketchup on everything.
On anything and everything?
Pretty much.
Okay. Weirdest thing you do with food. Junior Mints and movie popcorn. People love that. Cheetos and Rolos or Reese's Pieces. So Cheetos and Reese's Pieces or Cheetos and Rolos. Okay. Peanut butter and cottage cheese.
Ooh.
Wow.
That's an interesting one.
I do cottage cheese and peaches. That's an old school thing. Cindy, you're on WGN. What weird thing do you do?
Hi. I like Eggo waffles. Now, my husband's diabetic, so he can't have sweet. And we're both lactose intolerant, so the cheese and cottage cheese kind of stuff is out. So we eat a lot of peanut butter. Peanut butter on Eggo waffles with sliced bananas and a little sugar cinnamon on is the best breakfast.
Wow, people love their peanut butter, don't they?
Yeah, I go through a big jar just about every week. Real good. Try it.
Okay.
Have a good one.
Thank you, Cindy. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. this segment is a great appetite suppressant. Thank you, 312. Love mustard with French fries. All right. I mean, I'm okay with that. How about French fries dipped in melted cheese? Cheese fries.
Yeah, I could do that.
Okay. My wife gives me grief for putting pickles on my tacos. I think that works. Pickles on your tacos? All right. My mouth is watering. I keep swallowing. 815 area code. Peanut butter, cheese, and onion sandwiches are wonderful. Wow. I don't know about that one.
You know what I did that's kind of weird with my soups? I will take a bunch of saltine crackers and put so much in the soup where there's no more soup.
Yep.
It's just like a bread base.
Yes.
And then I'll take more saltine crackers and make little bread soup sandwiches with like hard crackers and then with the crackers in the soup. So it's just a carb-loaded, salt-loaded meal. But I do that, and I've done that since I was a kid.
I will do soup and just load it up with crackers where there's no more soup left. It's just, it's hard. I get it. Like a paste. Bunch of crunch on popcorn. What's Bunch of Crunch? I'm assuming it's candy. Peanut butter on summer sausage. Wow. God, people love their peanut butter. Peanut butter on summer sausage. Hmm. I don't think that would work. But if it works for you, great. 847 area code. We always put ketchup on our sauerkraut, too. Came from my German grandmother's in Pittsburgh. Okay. Ketchup on sauerkraut. I feel like ketchup takes away the flavor of anything you put on it.
No, ketchup is so good.
That's like if you were in fifth grade, you do the ketchup.
I finally graduated from the ketchup only on the hot dog to getting everything on the hot dog, so I'm making progress, but I love ketchup.
You can't put ketchup on your hot dog. You got to stop doing that.
I did. I've learned, but I used to do it up until like 2 years ago.
French fries and a Frosty. I've heard that before. That's weird that people do that, but thank you, 630 area code. So you get the Frosty at Wendy's, you put the fries inside it. Tuna fish sandwich topped with beef gravy. I don't know about that one, 262 area code. Cheez-Its and chocolate milk. Cheez-Its and chocolate milk. So you're taking the Cheez-Its and you're dipping it in the chocolate milk. Gene Simmons put ice cubes in his cereal. Twitter went crazy, so we're asking weird things you do with your food. Cream cheese, jelly, and peanut butter on whole wheat, lightly toasted. Cream cheese and top-stuffed green olives on cocktail rye bread. Well, that sounds wonderful. I love that. Al's Beef, they have French fries with melted blue cheese on. Yeah, sometimes when you get a beef sandwich, they'll put everything together, including the French fries. I'm okay with that. Peanut butter, listen to this, guys. 917 area code. Peanut butter on mashed potatoes. What? Always put ketchup on my hot dog. Well, you're going to have to move out of the city for that one. A fried egg. Hold on, this just jumped. A fried egg on almost any type of sandwich. I'm okay with that. Before almond milk, I used to put orange juice on my Raisin Bran. Not bad. I know two people that did that. One of them was allergic to milk, and they would put orange juice in their cereal. I guess something you get used to. Hochberg called in and did oatmeal with coffee. That's just, I guess you're. It's about time management nowadays. Time management. All right, one more phone call, and we'll talk to Doug Plank. By the way, the Vikings just won. Who would have thought that? We'll talk to Doug Plank, former Chicago Bear, in just a second. Mary from Elgin. Mary, weird food. Weird things you do with your food.
Well, it's not me. It would be my 19-month-old granddaughter yesterday.
Okay.
We were out at a restaurant. My daughter cut up her banana for her in some large chunks. And she proceeded to dip each chunk into ketchup.
Oh, boy.
And continued to eat it.
Oh, boy. Wow. I don't know how
so
I feel about
that. So she's starting young.
Got it. Thank you, Mary.
She's starting young.
Have a great day.
You bet. You too. Bye.
312-981-7200 is our phone number. Quick break. We're going to talk NFL football coming up next with former number 46 Doug Plank.